League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, dude?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right, man. What's been going on? What's new in the world of Tone?
The shit pipe in my house is backed up.
Yeah.
Busting water all over.
We live a real man's life, you know?
A real powerful stuff here. I don't know. It's some main sewage line to the road is just backed up. And so it was like, ew, it smells like Dookies and don't take showers.
Yep.
It's only been like that for like 4 hours. So
he's got a really dirty asshole right now.
Yeah.
He's pooping in his pants and he can't clean himself.
I've just been shitting outside by the garage.
Nice. In Paul's litter box. Move over.
Clean it up.
Finding those fucking Dukes in there.
I wouldn't fit.
No.
But no, it's only been for like 4 hours and there's a plumber coming in the
tomorrow
morning
to save the day, man. That's the fucking Lord's work right
Roto
there.
Root.
I could never shout out. Ding. I could never do that job.
When I was a tech, like a facility tech, and they were like, oh, it's plumbing work. I'm like, dude, it ruins me for the rest of the day.
The smell? All the poop crystals on
well,
you?
Well, yeah. Like, they're just embedded.
You got
and I'm hairy. It's not like they
won't
catch.
You got shit in your beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you pop like a fucking, like, pipe off the top of a toilet, you have to like be near the toilet, water's everywhere, like so you
did you ever so, walk in and there's like shit on the floor?
No, it was never okay. Like, hey, go fix this like plug toilet.
Oh, was, they're like, hey, plunge boy.
Yeah, no, that was
you make it, 15 an hour, fucking do it.
It was more like this one won't respond when people try to flush it, go like fix this valve or this timer thing.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, you weren't like, well, I guess I'd be a janitor. You weren't a janitor.
No, I was not.
You were a technician. Is that like a step above? Is that like,
remember
a fancy,
when like the building flooded though?
Oh yeah. And you got called in and shit. It was on a weekend. I remember you go, I'm so stoked for this weekend, and then
nope. Ruined my whole fucking life. Why don't you
I just bought this new RC car. I'm about to fucking whip it around the church parking lot, dude. You want to come over?
It was winter, bro, and it was way beyond RC car buying.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I thought you bought those like up until you were like 27 or 8.
No, like 22, 23.
Really? It was that? Wow.
Yeah, you just remember it vividly because you wanted it.
I did. I was like, man, why don't I have a cool hobby?
Why didn't I have cool hobbies? You have tattoos everywhere.
Yeah, that was expensive.
Yeah.
So yeah, we both came out of that unscathed.
Yeah, we're fine now.
That horrible life. I'm so happy that I couldn't get tattoos when I was younger. When I was 16, I was really into him. His Infernal Majesty.
Yeah, you'd have... many heartograms.
I'd have that fucking, it was from the album with Right Here in My Arms.
Mm-hmm.
There was this thing on the back and it was a heartogram at the top and then like a pole going down like to the bottom of the CD case.
Yeah.
And then it had wings and two snakes wrapped around it.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I was like, I'm getting that on my back.
Why not?
The whole thing. Like, not like, you know, like how my Darth Vader's like 2-3 inches big. Like, I'm talking like a full back piece of a hymn tattoo. Yikes.
Thank God your mom withheld that.
Instead, I got a fucking Backcountry from Avenged Sevenfold tattooed on my chest. I'm kidding. I don't have that.
Hey, it's close. You do have those eyes.
A lot of people are like, oh my God, is that fucking Avenged Sevenfold? I'm like, no, they're just bat wings, and I have a skull cap cross for some horrible reason on my chest.
What do you have on the eyeballs?
What eyeballs?
You have a pair of like evil eyes, don't you?
Oh, on my back. Yeah, it's a skull that Ben Gravett drew.
Oh, I didn't know if that was from a band.
It was from Shreds of Glory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we never made it our official logo, but that's what we were going to do. And I was like, I'm getting that fucking tatted on my
back. That's just tight piece art, dude.
You know what? Fucking this band is going to make it. I was like, I had just turned 18. Well, I think it was my second tattoo. And I was like, oh, dude, we're fucking going to go on the Soggy Logs tour. That's where we're going to tour with Lamb of God and Shreds of Glory, dude.
Right next to him.
Yep. We'll be hanging out with him. It's going to be sick. And yeah.
I remember drawing tattoos for people. And
really?
Yeah. I drew a tattoo for Adam Still. He has it on his arm. Like on
what
his forearm. Like his last name. Like written in like
sort
of like Gothic.
Font?
Yeah.
Fonts are hard, man, to actually do like by hand. Can you imagine now someone's like, hey, can you draw me a tattoo? Like, Photoshop a font.
Yep. I will just print this onto the paper it's going right to your body on.
I have All Our Punish tattooed on my ribs. I know, sweet. But Armin actually freehanded it, and it's like a really nice, like he does that
pin, Old English?
Pin line shit for cars, like Cadillacs.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Pinstripe?
Yeah, pinstripes.
Yeah, he does those by hand. So he's got like a really nice hand.
And painted that right on you, you little pinto.
Yeah, I'm a little pinto bean. That's what he used to call me. As he's tattooing me. Ah, I'm a little pinto bean.
Yeah, pinto weird. Bean with your big boy wallet.
Yeah.
Get over here for that fucking sleeve.
You tip well. He was good to me. Armin was good to me. All right. So have you seen any cool news or read any cool news or anything else going on in your life?
I saw some trailers. Shit, what did I see? There was a trailer for, God damn it. Sorry, I'm having a brain fart Aladdin? Here. I saw some stills for that.
Oh, I saw they have a teaser up.
Uh-huh.
And they show the fucking tiger that's like, ooh, summon me, with this fucking sick earring. Do you remember that? Yep. Yeah. That tiger looked cool.
But Will maybe Smith get my ears. As Genie.
Yeah, and he's like, he will be blue.
So?
Yeah, that's a
he never takes the regular shape of a human.
An iconic I think that's gonna look weird as Will Smith, unless that's just him as a
How's he gonna do anything?
I don't know. But yeah, that's an iconic role from the late great Robin Williams.
It's very strange. I'm like, oh, you cast him as a person, not as a voice?
Do you think sometimes he just gets cast because he's Will Smith? They're like, I mean, Suicide Squad, like they're like, Will Smith. I was like, for real? He's doing that? Why? Like, he doesn't need to do that.
No, he doesn't need to
and
do
honestly,
anything.
And honestly, it kind of takes me out of the movie when he plays, like, that sort of thing. 7 pounds, I believe him all the way. Pursuit of Happiness, I'm in. Even I Am Legend, I'm cool with. But him, like, as in an ensemble cast, you can't really have him in an ensemble
no,
cast.
No, because he's a different thing.
Ali. Yeah. He's a fucking, like, juggernaut of a star, and you've seen him everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, even Tom Cruise kind of does that for me. Like, Mission Impossible.
Well, if you saw Tom Cruise in Justice League.
Ooh, yeah, as Batman, I'd be like, motherfucker. Like, Affleck wasn't as... I mean, he kind of did, too. Yeah, I didn't really know Christian Bale well when I saw Dark Knight, and I think that helped.
It does help, like, to have someone that's not completely...
Yeah, just like you
know.
Oh,
I've seen you for 30 years.
Yeah.
Hey, risky business.
Slides in with just a bat mask on.
Top Gun, what are you going to do now?
But, yeah, so, I don't know. What were you just talking about?
What? I'm talking about the fucking Aladdin.
Oh, yeah, Aladdin and Will Smith. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Neither do I. I don't know about the Lion King either.
Kind of black. Really?
Nah, not really. Why do I need it?
I was actually kind of surprised. Well, Aladdin looks like a straight up like shot for shot, but with people.
Yeah.
And I think Aladdin is the same thing. I was like, why wouldn't they just keep the original voices, save on that dime? And then, because they already had the James Earl Jones is going to be Mufasa again.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you already got him back.
Jonathan
like,
Taylor's not doing nothing.
Oh, but he doesn't sound like that anymore. He was like 13 when he did that. You're right. He's probably not.
Motherfucker.
I don't know. He might have to cover shift at Arby's or something. No.
Yeah.
He's probably very successful. I guarantee he has like some weird like thing. Like he's like, oh, I went to business school and now I own part of Apple.
Or he's in like a death cult.
That would be sick. Yeah. That's probably what Furlong's doing. Edward Furlong, he looks like a death cult.
He looks like he'd be like trying to start like an Om Shinrikyo like death cult.
I don't even know what that means, but sick.
Oh, I'll tell you about it if you want.
All right, cool. The Visitor. Did you see that with Edward Furlong? Where he played like the Messiah, like a very cultish figure.
No.
You should check it out. It's weird. He has long hair and he got like kind of like, I'm off drugs fat.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't like look like he just gained weight. It looks like he just like inflated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like his body's dead and it's bloated.
Yeah, exactly. That was dead. Okay, anyways, what's the glock cult?
Wow, Om Shinrikyo.
Oh, so close.
It was a death cult in the like 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
And all the sarin gas attacks in like Japan on like the train systems.
Sure.
They were all done by Om Shinrikyo.
Really?
And Om Shinrikyo.
Wait, were they a death cult for killing other people or did they kill themselves? That's what
for
I
killing others. For like bringing upon the apocalypse. Their goal was nuclear war by putting the, I think it was the U.S. against Japan.
Okay, so basically like fake, kind of like the end of Watchmen.
In the sum of all fears, yeah.
Yeah.
So their goal was, I think, nuclear like apocalypse and then starting over. But like they had all these crazy bases. Like they drew people in because they were like, no, it's like a cool anime club where we talk about fucking sweet metal death shit.
Don't
come
you
on.
Like fucking Pikachu, bro?
You ever seen Evangelion and fucking Akira? Come on, kid.
By the way, you don't make bombs? You're in.
Are you a physicist? Perfect.
Good. Hop on
them. Oh, your brother's a chemist, you say? He's going to need to come too. But like their main dude was like a fucking like Big Buddha motherfucker who had sex with every chick.
Wait, Big Buddha? Do you mean
big
like...
Big dude.
Oh, okay. Dude. I didn't know if you meant like he practiced Buddhism. I was like, well, wouldn't they be
no,
like...
No, just looked like Buddha. Oh, like everyone okay. else was like, you can have a rice ball and a piece of shrimp a day. And he's like, I'll take 4 steaks, please.
Like,
and bring
right.
me some more pussy. And meanwhile, they're like, so are we watching these anime? He's like, buy your own anime.
Hey, I'm not going to fuck myself. Give me a girl.
Dude, he literally was like, I'm tired. Bring a couple girls to put me to bed with like lotion rubbing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he looked like what's his name from Israel? The Hawaiian?
Yeah, Israel K. I guess that was like his one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
Like he went in and was like, could I record this?
Yeah.
And the dude was like, what do you have? He's like, I have a ukulele.
Well, no, yeah. I have that whole album. It's good. It's solid.
Yeah.
It's like, maka, maka, hai, maka, hai, maka. It's like that type of shit, too, though. Very like traditional Hawaiian. I'm
yeah,
assuming
yeah,
or
yeah.
Samoan, whatever he is.
Yep.
But yeah, I think I did a pretty good job.
But no, if you want to research a pretty interesting cult that did some pretty fucked up like technical stuff, because making sarin is really hard. And so they did gas attacks, and they said that if their last attack would have gone off without a hitch, they would have easily killed in the hundreds of thousands of people, because
wow.
it would have got on the mass transit system and taken it to every like reach of Tokyo.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's like the fucking
yeah.
that's like what Ra's al Ghul or sorry, Ra's
It's the same, yeah.
Ra's al Ghul did
yeah.
in Batman Begins. He's like, I'm gonna fucking put this train through the middle
yeah.
of Gotham and it's gonna explode.
They fucked it up.
What year did they do this in?
I think it was like late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, about to say, I was wondering if they ripped off Batman Begins.
No. They had this plan for a while, which is super smart plan.
Mm.
It's kind of like poisoning a water source. Same idea.
Poison the well.
Yep. Mm.
I bet banned. That's where that...
They probably listen to Poison the Well.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
I know they're biting somebody's
yeah.
shit.
Or they read a book about medieval tactics of warfare.
Is that what they did, Poison the Moats?
Poison the Moats, yeah.
Kill all the gators?
Yep.
You think they just
kill all the gators? Dude, if I was a gator, I'd be like, I'm going to go.
Little gator. Just some knight, like fucking like real Cajun. Little gator.
Little gator, come over
little,
here.
Little oh, they poisoned a gator. Oh, my gator dad.
Can you imagine being bit by a gator in armor?
Fuck.
It crushes the armor into you.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like a car compactor.
Yeah. They'd crush out like a tin can.
Did you see the trailer for Hellboy?
Oh, yeah, I did. I watched it only on my phone, so I don't feel like I fully watched it.
Fucking.
Because there's a lot of big monsters in CG.
It looks.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He just gets his ass kicked. It's hilarious.
Yeah, and it's the detective or the sheriff.
Hopper. Or
yeah, Hopper. Sheriff Hopper or whatever. I think it's Hopper from Stranger Things. He's
playing
good.
Him, yeah.
And I think he's going to
well,
do great.
Well, it's rated R, right?
I don't know if it had a rating. I'm assuming it's going to be
I thought it was
13.
A hard one.
I thought
they were talking about like giving Hellboy like a hard edge.
I
like
don't know.
Spawn, like going the Deadpool.
Spawn route.
Yeah.
Spawn's supposed to be R. I read an interview with fucking Todd McFarlane today.
Yeah.
And that dude is jazzed on himself, but he was one of the co-creators of Venom. He drew him.
Yeah.
He drew the first incarnation of Venom.
I can see that. That's his style. Like,
oh,
splattery.
The eyes for
yeah.
sure. Yeah. Well, he was the one that like made Spider-Man when he has his web, that circular thing that goes around the web. He coined that.
Well, yeah, that was his thing was like, cause he couldn't, I read somewhere that it's cause he couldn't draw capes on Peter Parker cause Spider-Man doesn't have a cape and he was obsessed with them. So he made his webs like. You'll see pictures of like
oh,
his
I
Spider-Man.
Thought he, I was like, dude, he didn't create Spider-Man.
No, he drew Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Though.
Yeah, that was the one thing that got him like really big. Then you know, he went
yeah.
off and started Image with.
But if you look at all of his Spider-Man drawings,
Jim
his
Lee.
Webs are very like organic-y and like there'll be a shot of him with webs like wrapped around him like a cape.
People hated that shit because he also did that for the paneling.
Yeah,
he would make it the webs.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
were like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Jim Lee said the same thing about. He's like, "Man, I don't understand why no one put fucking tread on Batman's boot." He's like, "Of course you'd have tread." He's like, "Fucking really tactical."
Yeah.
He's like, "By the fucking third kick that I was drawing, I fucking hated myself."
Oh, for making the little squares.
The tread,
yeah,
yeah. Because he had to draw it every
yep.
single time. But wow, fuck. How do we get on that?
Are you talking about
Hellboy
that?
And then fucking Venom? Oh, I read this interview with him, Todd McFarlane, and he was saying like, oh, I would have made Venom like R, would have went that way. Obviously, that's proven with Deadpool and stuff like that. But and he kind of talked about Spawn, and he said that was going to be R as well.
It should be.
Well, Venom's not, my bad. But he was really like fucking like, yeah, Venom worked, man. It made $1 billion. I mean, it made like 826 million.
Dude, I guess
million.
The Chinese market loves that film.
600 million overseas.
Loves it.
It did like 200 and change or something here. But yeah, dude, they are fucking over the moon for that shit.
They're just like...
I didn't know it was the Chinese, but I guess that is like probably the biggest market.
It's by far.
Yeah.
The European market just doesn't have the numbers
compared to the Chinese like, market. It was huge. Like, it would be...
It would take everyone seeing it four times, as opposed to in China, one half of them go see it.
Aquaman did like 300 in overseas already. That's out. That came out.
I know.
Yesterday, I think.
What else came out?
Shit, something like awesome.
Is Mortal Engines already gone?
Oh, Mortal Engines. Yeah, that fucking like flopped on its ass. Mortal Engines, Aquaman, damn. And something else just came out that was dope. I can't remember what it was though.
Yeah, I know. I felt like something else cool was showing up.
It definitely was. It's not the Grinch. I know that.
Yeah, Aquaman. I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, fuck it. We know nothing
about
anything.
What are we doing,
anything.
A movie podcast?
Yeah. Just look at the Cinemark app real quick while I talk about this next story. So Hellboy. That trailer looked dope, though. Check it out if you haven't seen it. So, I read... This is a fucked up, weird story, man. The headline was... Poacher forced to watch Bambi.
Oh, Bumblebee.
And that's getting huge. That's the best Transformers. Mm-hmm. Steven Spielberg, I guess, had the idea for it. I read that too. No idea if that's true. Not confirmed, you know. But yeah, that seems fucking, I don't know. I'm stoked for that. I told you, I saw that trailer and I was like, this looks sick.
Yeah.
Like, it looks good. And you're like, fucking Bumblebee, fuck him in his fucking bumble ass.
Now I see there was a...
Oh, because people love it?
No, not at all. I don't
jump
care.
On that bandwagon.
Not a bitch. You don't want to let me finish the sentence, bitch? Okay, bitch. dude, off time, dude. That's why I'm not going to destiny with you anymore, dude.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. You'll be... bone dry on Tony Destiny. I saw a little promotional thing where it showed two more of the transformations for different bots.
Oh, different Transformers.
And they looked
amazing.
Fucking incredible.
Did you
yeah.
see the fucking cassette tape one?
No.
Yeah, it's like a cassette player and it opens up and a little cassette tape jumps out.
No, I didn't see that one. I think
it's called like Feedback or fucking some shit, like I can't remember the name of the actual Transformer, but it's something like that. Soundwave, maybe.
That's cool.
Yeah. Anyways, what are you saying?
Oh, no, I was just saying, like,
it looked
like the parts of the car went into the body or stayed on the outside of the body properly. It looked good.
Oh, I got what you're saying.
Like, it looked like it was also the size of a robot that could be a car.
Yeah.
Or a size of a robot that could be a semi. Versus, okay. I'm a fucking Camaro, now I'm 40 feet tall.
And I guess the Optimus is like... The Optimus.
It's the real Optimus with the glass chest. Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah. So, Poacher forced to watch Bambi for his year-long sentence. I guess in Missouri, they were having this like weird poaching thing happening, and they had to investigate it for years. This dude finally got convicted, and the article reads as if he's on a constant loop of Bambi. Like, that's how they chose to punish him.
Sensory, like, torture.
Yeah, like a Clockwork Orange. But no, it's once a month he has to sit down and watch Bambi. What the fuck?
That was a punishment by a court?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Doesn't it sound like a fucking 3-year-old was like, for your sentence, you will be watching Bambi because that's about poaching.
Bring your little girl to work day.
It'll make you feel bad.
Ha. Yeah, bring your 5-year-old to work and let them dictate
people's
punishment.
I'm a judge. Sorry. It's a national holiday. You have
Sir,
to.
Sir, could I just do like 40 days in jail?
Death.
Cut his face in half.
Yeah.
Cut off his pee-pee.
But it's such a weird fucking, like, I was like, who the fuck, like, petty bitch was like, and make him watch Bambi once a month.
Good Lord.
He's got to watch it 12 times. I mean, like, I'd be like, sick, movie day?
I don't know. That's a strange one. Like, what do I go to the courthouse and they're like, here's your room, here's your popcorn, here's your movie.
And unless the dude was like a super douche, like on the stand.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know what, motherfucker, fine, Bambi. But that's such a weird punishment.
It's a strange thing that the court can mandate something along those lines. Wasting of everyone's time.
That movie's from 1942, by the way.
Is it?
How fucked up is it?
I thought it was like fucking like 70s.
Disney's, 42. Disney's fourth or fifth movie. Yeah. All right, that's all my news. I don't have any. Oh, I saw like shit about the new Xbox and supposed to be, it's called like fucking... Like Snake Lord or some crazy
Xbox
shit like that.
Fusion Cock.
Yeah, no, it's like Anaconda. Anaconda's one.
Anaconda.
That's like the code name right now that they're using.
Okay, the project.
That's what they're
just
kicking around the office, you know?
Xbox Lightyear.
Yeah, so look forward to that.
They bit themselves by naming one a 360.
Yep.
And then naming one. But then they could go, I guess from here, they could go to Xbox 2, Xbox 3, Xbox 4 if they wanted.
True, but it'd be the fourth and they call it 2. That'd be weird. I would just go Xbox 4 from now on and just count them up like PlayStation.
But then people bitch if you skip.
No, because iPhone did that. They're like, here's iPhone 8 and here's iPhone X.
They bitched.
God, people suck.
Yep.
I hate this world. All right, what's happened to Genre 5? We did one.
Yeah, we did.
Eulogies, but we changed it to / funerals because you think of five fucking eulogies.
Go ahead.
And not only that, five.
We'll wait.
Yeah. Five.
Uh huh. Thought Ooh. So.
Yeah, I think you're real big and strong. Thinking of one right now, don't
you?
Yeah, go
Just
ahead.
Just running it.
Try two. We'll wait.
Yep.
yeah, so what is your first one? Obviously, my first three are eulogies, and then I fucking was, like, stumped. And I was even looking online.
I have four eulogies.
I was even looking online.
I got when he's at Jenny's grave in Forrest Gump.
Okay.
It's a eulogy to her, but it is a eulogy because he's speaking
I'll count that as
at the grave.
I'll count that as a funeral or a eulogy.
Both.
Yeah, sure.
Well, all eulogies are near a funeral, usually.
Yeah, but he's not at a funeral when he's doing that. He's visiting.
But if you're giving a speech at the grave...
It's not like every time Bruce goes to his parents' grave and, like, fucking Wall is over, he's like, man, Bruce is going to a funeral again.
Or he breaks out his eulogy and he goes, Mom and Dad...
I'm Batman.
I am clinically insane because of what happened to you.
I'm going to punch you guys back into existence.
I will kill everyone...
I need your love.
...who does wrong.
Fucking Pennyworth isn't enough.
Luckily, I'm a billionaire, or I'd be institutionalized. Yeah.
No, it's cool. I think it's Grant Morrison. I think he does the crazy Batman. When someone makes him lose his mind, he goes and I can't remember what it's called, but he's all multicolored.
Yeah,
and he's like the best detective, but he's nuts.
That's good.
Oh, it's so sick.
It reminds me of something I watched.
He trains himself that when he loses his mind, it goes into this Batman, and then that Batman tries to find Bruce. It's wild.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. So
like it.
What'd you say, Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump.
Mine is What Dreams May Come, the children's funeral
scene. Oh yeah, I have that on my list too.
Yeah, fucking Robin Williams. Just obviously we both went to the same site, Google.
That son's funeral is very sad.
It's both of them.
Oh yeah, they both died.
Yeah,
because the daughter, the son is with him but he doesn't know it. And the daughter,
both there, and then the mom kills herself, and she's in hell with all the faith. God, that movie's
She's such a wussy.
Wow.
Well, just, you know.
How sick was it when she puts the paint remover, like, on the fresh paint of the tree, and it starts to, like, shed, or, like, what's that called? Fall?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
That sheds its leaves.
Is that the same? That sounds weird and dumb, right?
The leaves fall off? I don't know.
Yeah, the leaves fall off around. Fuck it, go
You
ahead.
Know how trees work,
yeah.
People. You've been to trees before. what's my next one here? Oh, this one is mine, all mine. Starship Troopers, dude, when Diz dies. They had that space funeral for her, dude.
Yeah, they just fucking chuck her into space.
He goes, a 10 hit!
That's... all right, I'll give it to you. I'm surprised you didn't go with Hereditary.
Oh, no.
I thought of that, and I was like, I don't know if that's, like, my favorite.
It's a cool one, because you see a space casket go out into space, and then it's Rico's Roughnecks right after.
Starship Troopers, yeah. Wait, I thought it was Roughnecks when Diz was still in it, or did they change it? Oh,
it
you're
was
right.
Ratchecks, but then her and Ratcheck died.
Bucket List.
Oh, wow. I don't recall that film, but I'm sure you know a lot about it.
What do you mean you don't recall it?
Tell me that eulogy scene.
Jack Nicholson, he's talking about Morgan Freeman dying. He's like, in his last months when he was dying, he made me find out how to live.
Right. It's
and
beautiful.
It is. That movie is sick.
No, it is beautiful.
If you haven't seen Bucket List, fucking check it off.
I got another awesome
check
one
Check it
here
off, your bucket list.
That's all from me. All
right. I got one from me coming next. Fuck
wow.
you.
Wow. Blue from Old School.
Yeah, I thought of that one too. when he's singing Dust in the Wind and shit. You're my boy, Blue.
Are you looking for ones that, were tear jerkers, bud? I almost thought of that, but it's a pile of shit. But continue.
I'm just letting you know that I had that Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, Dark Knight Rises. Yeah, it's good.
Fucking, I like Gordon's. It's good. But Alfred's, that I failed you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That right now makes me want to cry.
I'll do it.
What?
That's...
You're good. No, you're fine.
Oh, okay.
It's TV.
Oh, no, that's...
It's been on
that's
the
Michael Caine. When someone comes up to him, they go... hey, Michael, we got a movie. If you want to do it, you know, let us know. It's about, you know, you're going to be a unicorn that eats onions. He's like, I'll do it.
That's not how he sounds.
I'll do it.
No, it's say like the size of a tangerine.
I'll do it.
Wow. You're nailing it. That's right. But yeah, that's on mine. Go ahead.
That's all I got.
That wasn't five.
Yeah, it was.
Who's counting?
You guys don't know.
We don't either.
We don't either.
Watchmen, when fucking...
That's my fifth.
Rorschach.
That's my fifth one.
When Rorschach's outside...
Yeah.
What fucking... Oh, it's the comedians.
Yep.
Yeah, and Rorschach's outside with the end goes, is nigh.
Yeah, and he goes, blah, 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 blah.
And no, he doesn't say anything. Because you don't know it's Rorschach yet.
The city is coming.
You don't know.
And I am its penis.
You don't... No, and I'm its vagina. That would make more sense. The city's coming. That's good. And I will whisper... yeah, so Watchmen, the comedian's funeral, I like that one a lot. And it's shot really well. I was thinking about that. Zack Snyder did that movie, obviously.
It's a very Zack Snyder movie.
Oh, yeah, the rain at it and stuff like Dr. Manhattan, yeah. Like still glowing.
The whole opening scene is fucking really, really good with the Bob Dylan song.
Oh, yeah, times are changing. That whole movie's really good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen it in a while. You really
the
should.
The end
it's good.
Shits the bed a little.
What?
It gets a little slow. It gets a little slow.
The jailbreak scene where he's cutting off dude's arms. Fucking, and remember, what was the little person's name? Like Big Boss or like Big Daddy?
It could be anything.
Like Mr. I think maybe Mr. Big.
Maybe I'll rewatch it.
It's good. I have it. I'll let you borrow it.
I like Ozymandias. I agree with most of what he said.
Ozymandias
is movie.
Awesome. Yeah, it's cool. I like a lot of people hated the fucking ending. I love the ending because they changed it from the comic. It's the same thing, but just a different way to go about it.
Is it weird when you agree? I like agreeable villains. Like, Joker, to a degree, is very agreeable. Like, you can see his
That's
point.
That's how they did Thanos, though, too. And I'm like, you know, everyone doesn't need a reason.
They totally gave him a very bland reason, but a cool actor was his voice.
Are you talking about Josh Brolin?
Yes.
Okay, right on. But
he's got a great voice, and
Joker
he talks.
Literally is the epitome of no reason. He doesn't have a reason for what he does.
I'm just a dog chasing cars.
I don't know what I do with that. Yeah, that's literally, he has no motive whatsoever. What do you mean you agree with him?
Oh, agree that, like, chaos is kind of a cool thing to happen to society?
Chaos already happens no matter what.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, mass chaos. He's like, and I blow up one little mayor, and everyone loses their minds.
What do you agree with, though?
What? That it'd be cool if that was, like...
that. Imagine if a terrorist was just that unhinged, that was around our fucking... like, in Akron. The Joker of Akron. You start seeing that on TV.
I go, dang, dude. Like, I'm glad I got all these supplies. I don't have to, do much anymore. Like, obviously, society's crumbling. All good.
But Ozymandias, you're right. They give him, like, this, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like
lovability.
Not lovability, but there is a reason.
Tenderness.
There is a motive that you're kind of like, okay, I kind of get it. Same motive that's in, like, Inferno.
Or like Bane.
We got to kill half the world because it's getting too much. Like
Inferno.
Watchmen. Yeah, Inferno. You don't remember that movie with it was the Angels and Demons? And an Inferno was the last one.
Oh, I never
one.
Saw Inferno.
It's about a bio disease or some shit like that that they want to unleash on the world, breaking it through water. And then, that kills off, three-fourths of the population so that then the world can survive. He's like, because at this rate, we'll all consume ourselves and die.
Yeah.
So he wants that mass plague.
Oh, dude. I think a good plague would be very healthy for us.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad.
I don't care if you die, you die, but if you live, it's a better life.
That's literally the same plot to Avengers 4, though, what I just said, basically.
Exactly.
Except he snaps.
It's because it's a universal concept.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, do we all got to...
Not everyone.
Be about that? Everyone going to be about that now?
Well, everyone's thinking about it deep down. It's showing up in popular media.
They all want to die.
Bill Burr makes jokes about it. He's like, hey, we could use a good plague.
My last one is My Girl.
Oh, yeah, it was almost on my list, too.
Mm.
But it wasn't.
He can't see without his glasses. He needs his glasses. He can't see without them. What, after you get stung by the bees?
Sebastian. It's not his name.
Not at all. I think
Alex.
That's from fucking... I think you're thinking of like Neverending Story.
It is. Yeah, yeah. Sebastian, that stupid asshole.
Yeah, he's
won't even
dick.
Give her a fucking name till the very end.
Yeah, here's a fucking glowing grain of sand.
I don't know what to do.
It's it's my mom's name.
Falls out of the window like an asshole 10 times.
Good, yeah.
No, he's a little asshole. He sucks. The whole movie's perfect.
You know what sucks even more is Neverending Story 2. That actor, was that the one from Junebug that killed himself?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't think I've seen that.
The second one?
Why would I?
That, like, they have those orbs that keep popping up when he's like losing his like imagination, and that's what, like, brings the nothing or some shit.
No.
The rock dude has a rock baby that rides a rock tricycle. I'm pretty sure that happens in that movie.
Shit on my... No, never seen it.
You should check it out.
I've seen the rock two-wheel bike.
It is rough.
From the first one.
Yeah, that one's sick. But the tricycle and the rock baby is awful.
Is there a slug baby too? Oh, yeah.
I don't think so, but that dude's back in it in like a main part, and you're like, I don't know. Could go without you.
He's a racing snail.
Yeah. Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. What have you seen, Tone?
I watched 310 to Yuma.
Nice. That's a good one.
It's so damn good. Ben Foster is so good.
I was about to say, how much Christian Bale have you seen this week,
motherfucker? It's been a pretty thick Bale week.
Because Mowgli had him.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, he was one of the voices.
Yeah, do you know which one?
I forget the...
Bagooli or whatever his name was.
Bagheera.
Yeah, Bagooli.
Well, because, yeah, he had to have a very, like... sort of like sexual, like soft, powerful voice.
Yep. Where's the trigger? That's how it sounded the whole time.
Mowgli, you're a man cub. Or he's like, I'm abandoning you.
Oh, spoilers. Anyways.
Bye. Oh, if anyone's seen The Jungle Book, this movie's not going to be a fucking whiz dinger for him.
Wow, didn't see this one coming. Mowgli dies.
Wow, shocking.
Anyway, so 310 to Yuma. Yeah, still holds up, huh?
Dude, 310 to Yuma is a perfect Western.
Ben Foster
Western.
Is amazing. Yeah, and not only that, I don't really like Westerns that much, and I love that movie.
That movie's so well done. It's so fast-paced compared to most Westerns. Incredible acting on everyone, from the Pinkertons to Christian Bale to Russell Crowe to Ben Foster.
You said you... didn't like that. There's this one Western that you were watching. Was it Hostiles? And you're like, boring.
I didn't care for Hostiles. Yeah. Okay. I'm not rating it yet, but I'm watching Tombstone again now because I want to get some Val Kilmer.
Tombstone's good. We watched it not too long ago together.
Yeah.
And you were like 9 out of 10.
It's great.
19 out of 10. I loved it.
Val Give me Kilmer's, more Doc Holliday. Yeah. But that's a 9.5. That movie's fucking great.
Have you seen the show on Netflix called Minute to Win It?
Nope.
So they get a minute to win it, Tone. It's usually a couple. They're usually really fucking crazy and wacky.
Wacky doodles,
It's a 43-minute show. And what it is it's like this internet thing to where you can do them at home. Like, there's this one challenge where you have 10 cups, like solo cups. And you have a ball, like a ping pong ball. You have to throw it in the air and catch it in the cup, and then you take that cup and put it on the bottom, and then you keep repeating this for 10 cups. So there's a ball in between each cup.
Yeah, so
it's a wobbly piece of shit. It's games like that. They look like a blast, and this is such a good time waster. Like, just get ripped and watch them. It's like not as good as Wipeout. Don't get me wrong, because dude, I will cry watching Wipeout. I love it so much. Like, it is so fucking funny. It's just such like that, like, Neanderthal, like, ow, I got hurt. It just tickles that part of my brain so much. I know, like, what's it, Most Extreme?
Yeah.
That's incredible. MXC. Like, that makes me laugh for a different reason, and on top of that awesome reason of just seeing someone get hurt.
Yeah.
But it's way better to watch, I feel like, fat Americans do it, or like fucking like weird, shitty, like, English people.
No.
That are trying to be really cool and neat, and they make them look like such assholes. Like, I'm pretty sure they don't know they're filming. Like, some dude will pick his nose. That's what they'll show on, like, for his bio.
I don't know if I know what Wipeout is.
It's where they run across, like, the course. Like, they have those, like, three giant balls. They're like, oh, here comes the bouncing balls. And they jump on one and fly into a lake.
Well, like, that's like, what is that one show? Like, Takashi's Castle or whatever.
It's exactly the same thing.
It was just the same thing, yeah. Like, they'd fall through fake doors and, like, blast their head on a fucking, rubber rock.
Yeah, they're running through something in, like, a fucking, like, a punching glove, like a boxing glove.
Nuts, then the face, then fall backwards and break their back.
And then they're like some slush mud.
Then they're crying, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. I absolutely love it.
I do like those a lot.
I'm not going to lie. Like, it feels like Idiocracy when I'm watching it, because, like, that's...
You're enjoying it,
It's like, just do shoving
more,
my face. Yeah.
Do more.
I like money.
Fill the time.
Yeah. Don't make me think about dying.
Consciousness. It's a great misstep in humanity is our self-awareness.
Or just awareness of death. Imagine if we just didn't know that happened.
Oh, if that wasn't a part of our
existence? Happened to so-and-so? No idea.
No idea. Like, he's just not around anymore.
Just dropped off the face of the earth,
His body's just, like, cold and gross.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't, like, it, the memory would be gone.
Oh, you wouldn't even notice?
Yeah, he'd just, like, disappear or something like that.
Strange.
Yeah.
But who cares?
Yep.
Moving Conspiracy on. Theories, yeah. Like, where did they go?
Life is for the living, dude.
Ugh. Yeah, YOLOs. I also watched I, Tonya.
Oh, I fucking love that movie. Is that insane that it's a Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
That's so...
It's also
so good.
Really...
The it's Bodyguard is one of my favorite things in fucking film.
Oh, he's fucking hilarious.
I haven't rewatched. Is that on Hulu?
Yeah. He's such a punchable asshole.
Yeah.
Like, every time he speaks, you just... I would
you
just be
him.
In the mood to headbutt him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just a 2x4 to his face would just be appropriate. I mean, everything that happened. Like, her life is
it's
a fucking
insane.
Tragedy. Like, it's craziness.
Yeah, it's... It is really wild. I guess she's like on like those shows that
Dancing with the Stars and shit.
Oh, she's on that now?
She was on.
Because she was on those shows that like on True TV where like someone would like run into like a gas station and then they
oh,
would go to
comment
a celebrity.
On it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could see that. Like, yeah, like
did you know that's where like Key started? Like on like World's Funniest Animals?
No.
And that he was like commentating on that?
Really?
How fucked up is that? You probably saw him and hated him.
Yeah. Probably.
Because I hate every one of those motherfuckers that come. Like, yeah. Oh, here's Danny Bonaducci.
I hated those shows to where it was like video.
Oh, Michael Ian Black's back on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like video rewind
the 80s,
or something.
I do think that. Fucking TR used to watch I Love the 90s and 80s constantly, and it made me sick of it. But I did like those shows on the first run. I remember I Love the 90s 2 came out. It was like, part duh.
Oh,
I still say
duh.
That.
Fuck. It was annoying. But VH1 yeah. had a run for a while on yeah. that shit. And their true or
well,
VH1 was it True Hollywood Stories or VH1 the documentaries
behind
about
the music.
Bands yeah Behind the Music
yeah that shit was awesome
those and were actually awesome
Pop Up Video was amazing
those I didn't like
really
yep because of the comments that went with them
oh yeah I love yeah. them well I, they'd always like she'd be like oh this is how this happened like this actor is actually in this movie I'm like that's so sick
oh wow that person's in porn now
and it was like Pop Up Video brow, brow. I fucking yeah when that would come on I'd be like hell yeah and be like blah, 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 blah. Right before the fucking video showed. Oh man, I just like teleported back in time.
Whatever those shows are to where they comment on stuff.
Well, the pop-up video was nice because it wasn't people. It was just comments. It was just written shit.
Then I'm totally thinking of the 80s and the 90s one.
Yeah, that one for sure, yeah. They'd be like, we're talking about Game Boys. And
I think
they
there's
would...
other ones, though. That's all that ridiculous show is.
That's
with
true.
Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, Dyrdek.
That's just comments. Fucking Tosh.0 is just comments.
Yeah.
His are funny because he's a comedian. But
yeah, I don't know if I really appreciated the whole ridiculousness and shit. Like,
oh,
I
no, ridiculousness is just a money ploy because his playground shit failed.
Yeah, what was the playground shit called?
I forget what it's called.
Dream Factory?
Something like that, yeah. Fucking,
Fun Factory?
Either way, the chick that's on that show, I forget what her name
is.
Oh,
yeah, the one that started out as assistant, and now it's just like, I laugh.
I'm going to rip my ears out when
yeah.
she laughs.
Yeah, can anyone hand me 2 pencils so I can just jab them right in?
I'm like, is it, do people, like, do you like that people are so, like, angered and furious at her existence?
I don't know, it's weird, but people like her.
Yeah, and there's, what's another show? Lip Sync Battle.
Never, I don't even know what that is.
That's LL Cool J's show. Mm. So he brings people on and then they lip sync songs.
Yeah, there used to be the show, I can't remember, but there was 3 kids, or like 3 bands of kids that would like learn how to like reenact a video. And they would dress them up like the artist and they would live perform.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be on that show so badly. I was like, I'd kill it. I was singing Seal, lip syncing that
yeah,
all the
time.
Yeah,
you were killing it.
Oh my God, dude. Fucking, I can't remember what it was called, though, but, like, in the band that, like, got it, like, got, like, to go to, like, space camp or some sick
some
shit like
sick
that.
Sick shit, yeah, like, got, like, a year's supply of Legos.
If only.
Dude.
Man, I really wanted to be on that show, though, and Guts. Anyways, we're getting Dude. Off way into, what did you see?
I said 310 to Yuma yep. and I, Tonya.
Okay, right on. I, Tonya was how that all happened. Sabrina, Midwinter's Tale. I'm not gonna lie, I liked the first season. This seems like they're going into a lot of melodrama. It was very predictable. I'm kind of skeptical of that the second season isn't going to be that good.
All right.
Because also I think that the comic only is the first season.
So just
now they're fucking...
Freeballing, yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, it could be good. I want it to be, but...
They're not Game of Thrones, though, man.
No. No, they're not.
They don't have that kind of hand-holding with, like, the creative people.
Oh, and to win it, I give, like, a 5. Mm-hmm. And Sabrina, I give like a 6.
All right.
What's up?
Happy.
Fuck yeah. Did you finish it? Dang, what episode are you on?
5, 6.
Right on. It is fucking amazing.
Hilarious.
It's so funny. I laugh out loud at that show so much. I'm like, that's so fucked up.
Christopher Maloney
is perfect.
He's the fucking...
Have you looked up the art for this too?
No.
Spitting fucking image of the comic.
He is such a dirty, awesome asshole.
Oh, he's the worst. He's like Frank, but if Frank had like a heart of gold from Shameless.
Dude. Yeah, he's like a burly, like he's a monster too.
Yeah, he's a beast.
So like people are like, hey, big man, like it's so funny because people are kind of physically afraid of him. He's a fucking drugged out monster mess, drunk, fucking beat up all the time, trash bag man.
Yeah.
Looks homeless, is pretty much homeless.
Yes.
Has an imaginary fucking friend played by Patton Oswalt.
Which is great too.
Who's a little blue unicorn.
Yeah, blue flying unicorn.
And dude, everything about this show, like there's bugs having sex in this show, there's fucking like fantasies about blowing his brains out and like dancing with the blood coming out of his fucking
head. It's
like
a trippy Robots Will Kill, or
yeah,
he tweeted us and he had the perfect description of Happy.
I'm
gonna read it real
quick. Astonished by his little stuff too, like his little mannerisms, like when someone walks by him and like gives him a look and like he just kind of like I don't know, just little stuff like growls at him.
It's like a super dysfunctional version of Crank with Jason Statham.
Yeah, because it's very high energy. Yeah. He'll be driving and the camera's like frantic like the first Blade movie, yeah. And then he'll just crash.
Yeah, it's so... Oh, God. Dude. This show's a 10 out of 10 for me.
Oh, and it is. Yeah.
The ending pays off, too. It's so fucking weird. Grant Morrison wrote it. He's awesome. If you haven't watched Happy yet, fucking watch it. It's the best thing on Netflix right now, I think.
I think it's fucking hilarious. It's perfect. And he's like, gets in a crash and spits like glass out of his mouth.
Yeah, and people are like, oh my God, dude, are you okay? And he's like, yeah. And he's just talking to the fucking,
yeah,
his imaginary friend. It's,
oh God.
And it's so dark, too. It's dark. It's fucking, they say fuck a lot. I think they show nudity. I don't know if I could do that.
There's tons of nudity in that.
And it's really, really well done. 10 out of 10 for me.
Oh, yeah. 10 out of 10 as well. It's probably like, well, I've finished The Strain, so I can't say it's like the best show I've seen lately because it's up there with The Strain, but like
it's such a different breed.
It's a different thing, but I'd like it just as much.
I was trying to like compare the two and I'm like, I kind
of
can't.
One's like a chronicling of one big adventure. His is like this like fucked up dysfunctional story of like his journey to redemption.
It's gonna be a ongoing. Obviously, they got signed for season 2.
I know what a series is, Paul.
Well, it's a chronologization of an event.
Oh, is he going to be fighting Santa Claus the entire time?
No, I think he's going to be fighting Blue next.
See, but it's not the same villain.
Well, Blue's in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's kind of like the villain. I don't know how far you are. I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, you're ruining everything, Paul.
Jesus.
Ruiner.
I watched The Predator.
Oh, I did too.
What'd you think? How bad did that look?
It's got really gory parts of bodies.
It's got, dude, there's some parts I'm like, that's so sick. And then there was other parts when I saw The Predator, I was like, did they not have any money?
I thought that movie was about a fucking, half the time it was a good dedication to the production. Other half, they're like,
fuck it.
Just throw sawdust on it.
Yeah.
Hey, it'll work.
It's so weird.
Glue and sawdust.
Because you're like, damn, like this could be amazing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened.
Little stuff.
But The Predator doesn't look good. The big one? The CG in the movie is bad.
Like, I was confused. I'm like, you make it harder because he's a monster.
I wonder, like, how'd it look on your TV? Because you got a 4K.
I mean, he looked out of place.
Okay, never mind. Mine is too. I forgot. We watched it down here. But yeah, I thought it looked like he didn't match at all.
Yeah.
It looked like a video game for most of the time.
It looked hard for him to fit into the scene. Yeah, anytime they used physical effects,
it worked well. Except for the running of the Predator in the fucking beginning. I was like, that looks bad. That looks hokey as hell.
There were plot points that were unnecessary, in my opinion.
There were some decent jokes and some fucking just intolerable, like, fuck off.
I mean, yeah, there were a few that I was like, oh, these are good. These are...
Yeah, funny. I love the one that he's like, you fucking retard. He's like, whoa, be sensitive. He's like, yeah, dude, his son's a fucking retard.
I can't say that, bro. His son's a fucking retard, yeah, like right next to him. Yeah,
like the son's there. Yeah, I was like, I cannot believe that's...
There's some good mom jokes.
Now, I'm going to talk to you about something. I thought it was...
Oh.
I was like, I wonder if the person that wrote this movie had a child with autism. Or a brother or a sister or whatever, or a father.
To empower.
Because the whole movie literally is saying, and spoilers if you don't want to know, fast forward like 30 seconds. the whole basis is that autistic people are the evolution of our society.
Yeah. That's the next level.
That is the whole basis of that movie.
And that's not a new thought, like Mercury Rising.
Yeah, no, Mercury Rising was more so just about he could figure out code. That wasn't about him being the next step in evolution.
Why wouldn't that be the next step in evolution if you can see through code?
No, that's not the next step. That's just what certain people have certain abilities.
Well, you have to mutate it with a predator.
No, but I'm saying
it's not going to be any of use to us now.
But there is more so saying the evolution of our species is going to be like an all autistic society.
Oh,
basically.
Yeah, no, but like once we breed with predators...
You're not getting it,
we
bro.
Gotta jizz with a predator.
You gotta.
Someone's already had sex with that predator, and who is she?
Yeah, that was the only thing I was like,
who
wait,
fucked
what?
This predator?
That was literally a line.
And why is that? Dude, I also don't think Olivia Munn looks like any sort of scientist slash now adventure hero Tomb Raider.
I hated that so much.
I was like, dude, was like, she's a lab tech.
I was like, why couldn't they just say like that she had military background?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
just like, give me, like, at first she's just like, oh my god, I'm so clumsy and weird. And she's, like, now riding on top of a fucking school bus and holding on to nothing with a sniper rifle, shooting it. I was like, wait, hold on.
Hitting an alien and
like,
winning.
The dude in the movie from Narcos, they set up as a sniper, like, expert. And he's, like, flailing around.
Dude, and then
with shit to hold on to on the bus.
Then I hate. Like, when movies also have, like, that lunatic fringe government organization to where one lunatic takes his battalion with him and just goes fucking insane.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so the whole point is you kill the lunatic with his little crew and then the government forgives you because he had gone insane
but
and off the reservation.
Why? They're trying to look for the ship because there's some weapon on it that's going to save mankind or some shit. And from these like predators that are going to come down and basically terraform our planet into theirs, because that's why the global warming's happening. They like hot weather, so they want to live here basically and hunt us. Right?
Yeah.
So they give us an Iron Man suit at the end of the movie, but I don't really understand his motive. The villain, I guess you would say, not the predator, but the human. With the team, the battalion you're just talking about.
Oh, yeah.
He has, because it's like, I'm trying to save the world. It's like, well, so are we. It's like, yeah, but I'm going to fuck you up first.
Yeah, but I really just want to fucking, like, also take you boys out.
I didn't understand why he was so angry and shooting everybody.
Like, well, the whole, I guess, start of it, which doesn't make sense logically, is she took, like, a little sample. And so he's like, nope, you've stolen. Get him. Bring him back dead.
Yeah, it's like Willy Wonka. You get nothing.
Yeah, but more like, just bring him back dead instead of dead or alive. Just dead.
There was a line in the movie that he's like, leave nobody. And then it's just like, click. It's like, okay, so I don't understand.
Cool, you were literally in a lab working team. Yeah, like he just lost his mind in about 2 minutes of movie. And then just from there, he was just a psychopath. Like,
it seemed just too big for, like, its britches story-wise. It could have been localized more and been a way better movie. Anyways, I give it, like, a 5.
I give it a 5 as well. I'm not impressed.
What else you see?
That's it.
Okay, I saw A House with a Clock in Its Walls.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's out on, Family Video.
Is it awesome?
I would say I give it, like, a 6. Like, aww. It's not amazing, but there are cool parts to it, but it's not, like, you know... I don't
Harry
know.
Potter good?
No, God, no. They don't world build that well. But it is funny at parts. Like, it is enjoyable. Maybe like a 6.5. But yeah, it's not like incredible or anything. And I saw Kin. This movie could have been really good.
Yeah, I heard about it.
The kid finds the futuristic gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, it wants to be funny. It wants to be brutal. But it doesn't want to pick which one or go hard on both.
Yeah.
I read someone saying that, like, they're like, oh, they should have... made it R, and that movie would have worked way well.
Yeah.
R, I give it like a 6, worth a watch, but I mean nothing special.
I feel like if you want to go violence and comedy, those lead you to R.
Yeah,
and then you take something that's already done R perfectly, like Shaun of the Dead or
Deadpool.
Tucker and Dale or Deadpool.
Yeah,
like those movies will show you what good gore and hilarious comedy can do together.
Yeah, it's weird. Like
in that frame,
Ken was just like, we think we're going to get the younger audience for this movie, though, so let's just do that. But they kind of made it a higher brow. I don't know. It's weird.
Stupid.
The acting's not bad, though, and the storyline's cool. James Franco is a fucking psychopath in it.
Yeah.
He fucking walks into this gas station. And he's like, hey, man, where's the bathroom? And the dude's like, oh, it's for employees only, bud. And he just looks at the guy, and the guy looks back down at his magazine. He pulls a gun out, sets it on the counter, unzips his fly, and starts staring at the dude, and just is about to take a piss. And the guy's looking at him like, what the fuck? And he's like, can't go if you keep staring at me, dude. So the dude like slowly turns around and he just legit starts urinating. The whole scene, they show the whole thing. And then, like, he gets, like, shitty with, one of his boys comes in, he's like, ah, Jesus Christ, man. And he's like, we're going here. He's like, well, the guys want rest. He's like, fuck him, we can rest when we're dead. And then, like, walks out, and he's like, watch out, it's slick there. Opens the door and walks out. It's a weird part, dude.
He didn't plan to rob in any way. He was just putting the gun down to take a piss.
Yeah, he was bitching the dude down, like, fucking fuck with me, basically.
Oh, like.
He's like, I don't understand. He's like an arms dealer, maybe? They don't really clarify. Huh. But yeah, it's definitely worth the watch. You only probably want to watch it once. And the ending's kind of like, meh.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, that's all I saw. What's happening to Testa Tony? Terminator Salvation.
It salivates your tongue at certain parts.
Now, you say that you like this movie a lot. We had a text conversation back and forth about it, and I was like, this is a fucking turd. What a waste of time.
You loser idiot.
But yeah, I definitely was not into this at all.
I hated it.
I hated the fucking, like, what do I tell your troops when they know you're gone? I'll be back. Fuck you.
Gotta throw that in there,
fuck
dude.
Fuck that.
Got that cool scar at the end.
Fuck that. And in Predators, you know, that when I was like, get to the chopper on motorcycles.
Yeah.
Josie's like, that's kind of cool because it's not a chopper. And I was like, I do agree with you in that route, but it just sounds so forced that it just takes me out, you know?
Well, it's the same thing as that line you just said in
exactly,
Salvation.
Exactly, I hated it.
Bingo. I told Courtney that. I'm like, it's the thumbs up I didn't mind.
The thumbs up I didn't mind.
Like,
little stuff like that I'm cool with, but when they say the fucking, like, famous line that everyone mocks.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Like, my mom does that shit.
I liked
everything about this movie. Most it's
of
perfect.
I liked most of the tech. The mech would be a part, like, the mech could live inside the big, like, chopper.
Yeah.
Like, the big hover jet.
You're right, yeah.
Then the mech is in there. And in the mech, to go fast, because the mech is slow, he had motorcycle mechs on his legs to, like, deploy. It, like, all, like, that kind of shit made sense.
I semi-agree with you.
There were sensible things on those machines.
I'll give you this.
That I liked.
It looked dope.
The T-600s, I liked.
They looked dope. And some of them, they looked really badly made, like the practical ones. I was like, wow, it's weird that they would choose a practical one for this scene when everything else has been CGI. Anyways, I don't know. I think that it looks cool. Christian Bale is not good in it.
No, I like the other guy more. Guy from Jake Sully.
No, Jake Sully. Yeah, he's meh.
He's better than Christian Bale in that movie.
I'll give you that.
He gives more emotion and more range.
And what's the kid's name?
Anton.
Yeah, Anton.
Dorkar.
He's bleh. I think everyone
he's
in
a
that
little guy.
isn't bad, but like they're not good at all.
No.
So it's not enjoyable on that mark.
Yeah.
And then but it looks cool. I'll give you that. And then the storyline was kind of, I mean, it was decent. I didn't mind
it. I put it next to 3, and the storyline just shines bright.
Correct. Yeah, compared to dog shit, sure, it looks great. Like, what the fuck?
If you put it next to dog shit and filet mignon,
yeah, which
one
are
you
going to
pick? It is a hamburger helper.
You know? But I would agree with you with my, like, if you rated in Terminator movies, obviously 2, 1, this one, Genesis 3.
Yeah.
That's how I would go, and I think that's how you would go as well.
Because I did rethink it, because there are, like, they also have Helena Bonham Carter there with no utilization of that actress who's killer.
That's what I'm saying. It was just kind of like, we got all these good actors.
Well, you got Academy Award winner at that point, Christian Bale.
It sounds like a good, like, story, kind of.
Yeah.
And then it was just kind of just bad.
I like that John Connor a lot. Like, his story, like, how...
I think this is what fucks me up, is that, like... John Connor, I get he's going to turn into this like ultimate soldier and stuff like that. But when you see Edward Furlong, no one ever plays it like with a little bit of Furlong, because that's who you think of when you think John Connor.
I guess because like no one else is going to crack their voice. No one else is going to
crack their voice.
You mean
voice,
like a little son of a bitch?
Yeah, kind of like that. But that kid, like a little bit of it.
A little pricky.
Yeah, because like,
I think they equate it to like pricky Marine.
But I that's what I'm saying. But I think
the John Connors that are adults are like pricky Marines instead of pricky teenagers.
I don't know. Maybe he just
he tells all the leaders to go fuck themselves the whole movie, but he's not funny about it.
Yeah,
he's not like
that. Yeah, keep a little bit of that.
Suck my dick, Terminator.
Boom.
Like he's not doing any of that.
That
would have
been
like,
awesome.
He's just like, I'm not following your orders.
Like, why wouldn't he be like, hasta la vista, baby? Like, that would have been almost better because that's what fucking John Connor said.
He like, slides under his like, see ya, bitch.
Yeah, whatever. Like, whatever little fucking quip he had back in the day. I don't know. I just think that, like, that's a hard thing for them to do is make an older John Connor because it's like, it's never going to feel like John Connor.
I guess it's also like,
Terminator
probably
3 John
took
Connor?
The happiness out of him.
Terminator 3 John Connor sucks.
Oh, he's a horrible piece
of shit. He's so bad. And
he's
then,
like, just just a homeless, bitchy, whiny asshole.
He's like, I'm a drug addict.
Hey, give me whatever.
I need heroin. All right,
my mom's a bitch.
Salvation, like, a 4?
A 4, yeah. I give it a solid 10.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, I give it like a 6, 7.
Yeah, you love the tech. 7, wow, it's high.
6.
Okay.
6.2. Deep Oof. Impacts.
Ah, yikes.
Shut up.
The movie of the week. Let's do that. Oh, yeah,
you're talking about yikes.
Yeah, Mowgli. Okay, so I will say, it doesn't look that great, but it doesn't look that bad. I was actually kind of impressed that, like, for how it was, a straight-to-stream movie that looked semi...
With that much CGI.
Semi-decent. It was tolerable. Would you give it that?
It was tolerable. Okay. I couldn't look too close at Baloo.
Ooh, no, he looked like he was dying of something.
I was like, why doesn't he have fur?
Yeah, I thought that was odd too.
Bear. But then again, why is there a bear in the goddamn jungle?
Yeah, there's many questions.
Many questions that are raised. Like,
well, that's in the original Jungle Book. Don't fucking do that.
Okay.
Why are many these questions, animals talking, you know?
Many questions to be raised in why this movie exists.
We just got the Jungle Book, and this one was more like, it's the same movie.
Same fucking movie.
With just little changes. Like, they didn't show King Louie, which sucked, because that was one of the best parts about the fucking...
They go to King Louie, and they never show him.
Never show him, yeah. You get a lot of Shere Khan, who has a very odd take on the character. A lot of,
yeah.
Cub. Type deal. Christian
Akila,
Bale
too, is a strange, like, go at that. Like, Akila being like, I'm never gonna help you.
Yeah.
Like, you'll never be my boy.
There,
like,
was one part where he's talking to a Boot. Is that his name?
What?
Or Boot. I think his name is Boot. The white wolf. Mowgli's talking to the white baby wolf. Like, they're all friends because everyone makes fun of him.
Yeah,
they're
the mutants,
all like,
yeah.
Yeah, because he's albino. And he's talking to him, and he's like, well, we're special. That's what our mom tells us, man. And he's like, no. Like, he screams at him. He's
Mowgli,
like,
acts like a drunk in this scene.
Oh, yeah. He screams at him. He's like, fuck you. Like, she tells us that because we came out wrong. Yeah. And like, you see that little... I was like, wow, that is a heartbreaking scene.
Like, we're never going to be part of the pack. Go away.
And not only that, that's the last time he sees him.
It's
until
the last thing he says.
Until he sees him another place. And you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
That was dark. It turned so dark at the end.
Strange, like, dark, and then, like, hard permadeath shit in that film, too.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much like, oh, well, the rule of the jungle is bullshit. My human tools will get us what we need.
Yeah.
So follow me, abandon your tradition, / I'm going to murder against everyone's, like, wishes.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Gonna kill this tiger and these elephants. You're gonna kill this human. Like, I'll take one
and
take one.
I'm gonna command them. That's who fucked you over. Go get them. Gore them to death.
Yeah. Or step on them. You don't really see it happen.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, it's very like...
When he gets like... And like Mowgli gets shot. It's wild.
It's ridiculous. Like tigers, like, are scratching him up.
And
like,
I'm not gonna... Yeah, he's sleeping at one point, and fucking Shere Khan just goes over and starts fucking scratching him down his arm.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like kind of like passed out, so he can't really like,
yeah, he
wake
like hit
up.
His head or some shit. Yeah. I think he fell out of a tree.
Yeah, or the monkeys dragged him and hit a rock.
Yeah, something like that.
Like, blasted his head open. He's bleeding from his face. And yeah, Shere Khan just straight up like puts claws in him and digs in like for fun. Like, pokes him with a his knife claw.
And he's like, I shall taste your blood once again.
Yeah, like licking his fucking paw. Like,
holy shit. I read. What do you give Jungle Book?
Like a 5 out of 10. Yeah, like, it's unnecessary. I mean, Andy Serkis really wanted to do some more mocap. Got like Benedict Cumberbatch and fucking Christian Bale. Yeah, he's Shere Khan.
Yeah.
Tons of big names to come in, do a bunch of mocap, and fucking do voices for a film that was in a theater, what, a year ago? 6, 9 months ago?
Yeah, Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much that film. Without songs. There were no songs.
Yeah, I didn't really I guess like Mowgli's a... like IP that you can just fuck with, like, no one, it doesn't have to be Disney. I guess the Jungle Book itself is theirs.
Okay.
No. That's why they're not called that. I don't know. But yeah, I would agree with you. I give it a 5.2. I mean, if you watch it, you do. You know the story.
We
it's
can make a film called The Bare Necessities.
True, I guess. Yeah. That might be copyrighted. That's a song.
Well, I
title.
Think it's all about the songs too, like the original content
Book. That is Disney. Yeah, that'd be like them making a Mary Poppins movie and like doing like A Spoonful of Sugar.
Yeah,
but it's not from Disney. They're like, yo,
hey man,
like our boys wrote.
Well, that's
that.
Why
I can't
was like,
those.
At first I'm like, well, when do I get the songs? And I was like, oh yeah, it's not Disney.
Those brothers' name, I can't remember the ones that wrote all those songs.
Oh, I have no clue.
Dang, there was a documentary about them and that fucking. That Disney movie with Tom Hanks that I watched, Saving Mr. Banks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in that too. It's the fucking BJ Novak and the weasel guy from Billy Madison. Oh, you see that old guy's balls? They're the brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that write all the songs. And they hated each other at the end of their lives.
I talked about that Walt Disney documentary I watched, right? Like Uncovering Disney or Uncovering Walt.
I don't think so.
It's more so about like Walt the man, because like there's not a lot about him.
Anti-Semitic.
I was like, dude, yeah, like the fucking anti-Semitic cryogenic robot.
Did they
like,
have that in there, the anti-Semitism?
Yeah, and like
really they peppered that in there? Yeah. I thought for sure
And it's produced by Disney, but it's also like it has people come in and being like, to me, that's not the Walt I knew. Like that's a public persona, like mutation. Like that's something you guys take because it's fun to take it that way.
Yeah.
Like chill your shit. Like this person is white because they need to be. And it was written that way. And it was a creative IP that was thought up to be that way.
Right.
Like don't just slap on stickers for no reason.
Okay.
Just to fucking like no.
I thought that was like so that's not a real thing or the,
well, no, I mean that's their opinion on that documentary.
What do you think?
I mean, he might have been like, you know,
fucking Jews
owning slaves. I don't know. Fucking
no, anti-Semitic means he didn't like Jewish.
Oh, I thought it was, well, it was all about
oh, he's like a white supremacist?
Yeah. Like,
oh,
okay. Yeah. That was what they covered in that. It was more so racism.
Oh, okay. I've only heard about the anti-Semitism. But I guess if you believe in that, then you kind of do hate everybody if you're like into Hitler and shit. I don't know if he was. I don't know if he's like, damn, we're on the wrong side.
He was, I forget what the fuck he did. He did something in World War II.
Germany?
Well, no, I don't think he was in the war.
Keep going. You don't think he was in the war in World War II? We're jumping right back in. It stopped real quick. We're talking about Walt Disney. Go.
Oh, yeah. I don't think if he was in the war, it was more of like a fucking admin position. But I don't know. I also don't remember it that vividly. I think it was like 3 weeks ago that I watched it.
So you probably did talk about it. I just forgot.
Probably. Then I did, too.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, stupid as fuck.
Same.
Yeah.
All right. So next week we're going to watch Reindeer Games. That's the test of Tony.
Yeah.
And movie, what was that joke in Jay and Silent Bob? Like hunting season, reindeer games too. Reindeer games too.
No, I thought it was
open season. It was there was a fucking
Goodwill Hunting too. Hunting season.
Hunting
season.
That's
and
it,
he's
yeah.
like applesauce, bitch. Yeah.
All right, so Reindeer Games and then Band of Robbers.
Oh, no, where they mentioned Reindeer Games is he was like, oh, when you just, you know, do whatever you want for a paycheck. And he's like, what? And he's like, oh, do I have to mention Reindeer Games?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, fuck you.
That's awesome.
But yeah, Band of Robbers. It's like I think it's going to look, I've watched like 5 minutes of it. It looks fucking hilarious just because it's like adult Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer, which is pretty funny, but it's our time. Like as if they were just regular old 28-year-old adults in our 2018.
A lot of the N-word in this one too.
No. Okay, I think they're just going to kind of do a different adventure. Yeah.
Well, that was a big thing about the book, and they're like, they can't read this in school, and they're like, they have to. This is how we used to be.
don't change history.
You hear about like when kids learn about the Holocaust, like, but live in Germany. They're like, yeah, we go to our parents and fucking, how could you? Like, that's the thing that happens. Like, when they hit a certain age in history, they're like, by the way,
sometimes you got to go and be like, hey,
our whole country tried to murder an entire sector, race of people.
It's kind
of
like how when we think of baby boomers, we're like, thanks for taking every resource. Don't leave any for us.
Sure.
Enjoy the fucking prosperity.
I don't know.
How was the house and job?
I don't know if I'd go home and fucking accuse my parents.
Oh, I did.
Yo, did you?
I went, how dare you with your fucking social security? Not going to see a lick of that.
No, we're not. All right. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy. And he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a lot
trick.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cats Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cast, it's fantastic.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.